Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
On this day, 6 March 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported the passage of an address in Parliament the previous day condemning racial discrimination in South Africa. Tabled by junior member for St. Lucie, J.E.T. Branker, the address read, quote, "The House of Assembly begged to draw to the attention of His Excellency the Governor the fact that acute and racial discrimination, the inaction of segregation laws, and the inhuman treatment of natives not only exist in the Union of South Africa, but receive official approbation and in fact the blessing of the Union government," unquote. Following the lead of Jamaica, which had passed a similar address, the Barbados resolution called on the Governor of Barbados to, quote, "ensure that South Africa is apprised on this sentiment of the House and the Secretary of State," unquote. Branker had called for a boycott of South African goods, but Edie Motley, member for the city, urged lawmakers to drop this paragraph. For Motley, it was not logical, as discrimination existed in America, Canada, Australia, and England, and indeed, quote, all over the world, unquote. In his contribution to the debate, E.L. Ward argued, quote, "It was unreasonable for the Union of South Africa to enact laws which would create hardship and depression on the natives of the particular country," unquote. D.D. Garner supported the address, but opined that it was not worded strong enough. For him, members of the South African government, quote, "were men who detested people looking like him," unquote. He was incensed that the government, which was part of the British Empire, quote, "was still treating human beings worse than dogs were treated," unquote. Garner argued that it was, quote, "a very atrocious act," unquote, for the government to pass legislation, quote, "preventing races from having not only social intercourse, but business intercourse," unquote. This address, reported on this day, 6 March 1951, was Barbados's early contribution to the anti-apartheid movement, which would gain momentum in the second half of the 20th century.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.